Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ivreste boso kuchanda danda la moshi breve ke lavri ekistova. Sombrabaka. It's very interesting because I'm not surprised that you came because I was praying for you early this morning. And actually, someone in the early morning prayer, when they got a word, I knew it was for you too. And I didn't say it then because I was trusting that this would be a day that you would be off and be able to be here. But actually, and I believe it was Hector who got this word, and this is a word for you. There's a bumper crop. There's a bumper crop coming for you. And it's sustainable. It will sustain you for long periods of time. There's a bumper crop and then sustain and then a bumper crop and then sustain and then a bumper crop and then sustain. And God is so wonderful. He's so glorious. He releases that to you right now in the name of Jesus. All is at hand. All is well. Release everything that's causing you trouble. Be in your thoughts. Just release it to God. There's a couple of things that need to come up and work out in the family, and the Lord says it'll all work out. And there's even some finances that need to come up, not just in your house, but in some of the other houses. They're going to come up in Jesus' name. You use your faith, put your faith on it as the father of the house, and you're going to see God do it in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. There's even more things to invent. There's more things to do. The Lord wants me to tell you that your bills will always be paid in Jesus' name, and your health will always be strong in the name of Jesus. Satan, take your hands off. Listen, I'm going to tell everybody something right now. Do you want your money?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you how to get it. Tell Satan to take his hands off of it.
Yes.
Now, he will not bring it to you. He'll drop it. So you tell the angels to go get it. Satan, in the name of Jesus, take your hands off this man's finances. Angels, go out and bring it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everything has been new, and there's even more new coming. If you could see from where I see, saith the Lord, you're making strides. You're making strides. But the enemy has your eye to be focused on something else. But you're making strides. Stay with me. Cast your care over on me. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel on these small things, and you're coming on through. Days of glory are just ahead. Don't take a care. Everything that the enemy's trying to rehearse over and over in your mind is taken and put out now in Jesus' name. You win, you win, you win, you win. Thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Relationships for you, new relationships coming for you. But you'll have to press in and start declaring. And you'll see you have good people in this church that surround you, but there's even more coming. And some precious, precious relationships that are very lasting. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is really pulling you to stay strong right now. Stay strong and move straight ahead into the things of God. And for all the doors that have opened for you, I hear the Lord saying, you haven't seen anything yet. More and more doors are open. You think that you've had some love relationships that were really quality. But the Lord wants me to tell you that the love of your life is coming. And the love of your life will be a wonderful husband, and the love of your life will be a godly man, and the love of your life will be the best relationship you've ever had in your entire life. A man who will love you like Jesus loves you, and he's coming in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for great finance. Thank you, Lord, for how you've pushed this one ahead. Thank you, Lord, for success on every corner, every place. Thank you, Lord, for taking her into the future right now. In Jesus' name. Show her the truth on every level. In Jesus' name. You're going to one day look back and look at all that's happened, and you'll be one of the mothers of this house. You'll be strong in this house. And all of your children are going to call you blessed. All of them. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing trying to stare at your door with evil is getting in. Nothing in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ibrostavasa kitam rabakolinde de nelamoshi. Rostavasa biripokolav rabakosinde. Right path, right wisdom, rightness. Oh. The one who's gone to heaven will be on that side rooting for this. Already filled with knowledge of what is going on, and is a particularly someone who will pray and say from heaven's side, thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for that side. You're coming up in business. You're going to come up in your wealth. You're going to be a homeowner. You're going to see your children flourish. You and your wife are going to be blessed all the days of your life. Keep learning, keep growing, keep moving, says the Lord. Keep moving in me. And the Lord just told me to tell you that your capability of being enlightened is quick. You get it quick. You all are getting it quick. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Jesus. And it may seem like there's just like you're trudging to get to certain points. The favor of God's going to push you forward and move you quickly to the point where you have not just needs met, but wants fulfilled. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Your intercession on a word level is very important to the body, this body and the body of Christ. There are deep things that you're able to perceive and understand in the spirit realm, and you will say and pray. You are someone who can, God can bring you a situation. You can see how the situation looks, but you won't prophesy the situation. You'll talk back with the answer. And that is something very valuable right now in the kingdom of God. There is much to do. Much to do. There's teaching to do. There is, I do see for the both of you that there's, I see you out in the field on horses. This is a, allegory type thing. I see you out there and you're going after and rounding up strays that have tried to slip out, Much of that can be done by prayer. But every once in a while, there's a word that will be said that will pull someone so strongly back in. And there's something that you all have been working toward and working out, and the Lord says, it is finished. It is finished in Jesus' name. I also see that your relationship with one another is going to go to the next level of your life. You're going to be closer, more in love than ever, stronger with one another than ever, in covenant with each other, flowing with each other, and being able, as if you prayed in tongues and you gave the interpretation so easily, so quickly, just coming up. I hear the Lord telling me to tell you, get your faith ready. Get your faith ready, because there are miraculous days ahead, and we're going to need all hands on deck. Get ready. I also believe there's a healing ministry in both of you. And the gifts haven't been released in that like God wants to, but they're about to, in Jesus' name. Do you feel that? Do you sense that? You said, yes, I thought you did. And this will be a time of great miracles. It's on us. One of your children needs some help, and all you have to do is begin to talk to them, talk to God about them, and say, angels help whoever it is, angels help them, and they'll come right back into the answers they needed in Jesus' name. You may not even be aware, but you'll know who it is, and just release that in Jesus' name. You're on target. You're on target in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. There's an increased anointing on your life. There's this particular part that you're playing right now in this church and in the body of Christ that is very valuable to the Lord. Continue in that. Continue in the things you're doing. But it's going to be with an anointing that is much higher. It's much higher. And there are things that you're going to become aware of that you weren't aware of before. Things to pray and say. And I see some of it in strategy form. In strategy or something like watching and learning in the how, not just the what. It'll come to you in Jesus' name. Your children call you blessed, and they are all serve God in Jesus' name. All of them in Jesus' name. There's two of them that really need to come into their right mind a little more. They've been thinking the wrong things, and they've been filtering the wrong things. But it will be filtered out, and the Word of God will filter in. And you have a promise and a harvest due to how you've sown into everyone else's children. God has that up as a memorial of how you've sown into all the children. God's going to sow into your children. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see you fought the good fight of faith, and now you're going to have to step up and go. You're just going to have to step up and go on. You've done what you can do. I don't have anything, or just the words is all I have. You've done what you can do. Whatever it is, just follow the Lord. And know, okay, you've got whatever he's telling you, because I don't, but you do. Okay, so you're just going to have to do it. And God will take care of the rest. He is faithful. And there's one thing that is going to be surrounding your life for a long time, that you are going to see the faithfulness of God in such a strong way. It'll be so prominent to you. And your perception of God's faithfulness, you already have that, and you're a very grateful person. But you are going to be able to tell your story about how faithful God was. And your story won't be lengthy on what happened. It'll be mostly about what God said. I came out of the grave.
I understand.
See?
I understand.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And there's strong relationships for you as well. Coming. There's strong relationships, the friendships, the love, and all the kinds of relationships that you're dreaming of. God says yes in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see you with a fist, two fists, and they have dollars, lots of finance, but there's just something about the grip that God, it's not a bad grip, it's a good grip, that's your faith. working, bringing in finance, because what the Lord is leading you into, it's going to require, and God certainly wants you to benefit from it financially, but there are going to be times where you're going to be used and it'll totally be gifting. Jesus' name. But the Lord wants you to know that in that, that he will not relent and he will not back up, because this will be financially prosperous. It will be prosperous, and it will be way more than enough. Way more than enough. So you put your faith on it and it's going to work and be good. And the Lord is, working, with some of your sensitivities about things right now, spiritually. And so be really aware of those. Be really aware of that. That's kind of bleeding off on you as well right here. Being that sensitivity thing, and about their, well, I already can see right here. You're going to have a compassion that hasn't registered very high yet for you. You do, and you get tearful and you hurt for people and stuff, but there's a compassion coming for people's bodies and stuff that's going to rise up in you. And even, you can even, I'm going to say it like this, set your dial and pray and see even greater results in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I don't know exactly what to do with this, but I seem to see Trey taking his helmet off. He's taking a helmet off. So I'll leave that with the Lord. I wonder if he's about to change positions in some way, because his is like on a helmet, like would be when he's deployed. And so I see that off of him. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah, also something that's very private that you've been waiting for a long time. God says that you're 6 to 7 weeks away from it. In Jesus' name. Depending on what you say and pray, you'll have it in 6 to 7 weeks. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So you're in promotion right now and you're moving ahead. And, but there has been an anchor on one ankle. There's been an anchor on one ankle trying to hold you back. And today it's broken off of you in Jesus' name. And you'll not even go there anymore. You won't let anything hold you back. You'll continue on your path. You'll move forward. You're going to take whatever thoughts those were and push them out, because there's promotion just ahead. And the Lord told me to tell you that he's making a way for you. He's making a way for you. And that there's nothing and no one that can hold you back. You will move forward in all that God has for you. And the enemy tried to make you think that things are trying to even slow down on you spiritually, but they're not. They're not. You're doing exactly what you need to do, moving forward like you need to move forward. And I see you standing by Jesus, and he's lighting a fire. He's lighting a fire. And this is how you got to take this. I'm lighting the fire under the favor around you. I'm lighting the fire under the angels around you. I'm lighting the fire of the people around you to do God's will. All of the people around you to do God's will. I guess that includes me. I also see this about you, compassion for people rising up, rising up. You have one of those jobs where you have to do A to B. And so that takes a lot of your thought. But the Lord says that there's a compassion rising up in you that is going to cause the gifts of the Spirit to flow like a river as you're ministering. Thank you, Jesus, for those gifts. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to tell you myself that I love, love, love you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yep, yep, Yeah, yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. This one. This one. You are so important. You're so important to this city. You're so important to this ministry. You are so important. You haven't seen yourself exactly like this, but you're actually one of the points on one of our arrows here. You're just more important than you think you are. And you're like, well, I just am me. I'm just me. But no. We're coming out now, says the Lord. You're going to win in the business world. And it's going to be a ministry for all to see. And you're going to give God all the glory. There are 17 products coming out of your spirit. 17 products that are going to sell on the market like hotcakes. You're going to be good at it. You're going to win on every part. And you're going to be able to stand wherever you place yourself in the business world and say, God did this. God did this. God did this in Jesus' name. And then also, the Lord will begin to show you your part here, because it's important. It's important. You will be one of those people who can talk to new babies and tell them the truth in Jesus' name. There's somewhat of a teaching ability on you in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Yeah, just crowd everything else out and get ready to move. Did I just say that? Praise the Lord, because you're moving and shaking and you're on the right path and your best days are right now and just ahead. And all the things you prayed for, all the things you believe for, they belong to me and you, says the Lord. And this, from this year all the way around 2020 into 2021, you're going to know God the Father like you never have before. You're going to know Him like you never have before. And it's a precious, precious baby girl type relationship that you're going to enjoy with the Lord. Now, there's a spirit of increase on you right now. And there's a way that finances can literally, I'm going to go. This is what I keep seeing. I'm going to be brave out here and tell you, I see quadruple finances on you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And God's going to pay you for what you do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So you have some, have some perfect timing. God's given you some perfect timing. You're going to begin to really be able to step into the right places really quickly and know exactly what to do. And the Lord says that He wants to meet all of your needs all of the time. Not just some of the time, but all of the time. He says, trust in me and I'll meet those needs. And trust in me and I'll teach you and grow you up and you will know exactly what to do. In my timing, says the Lord. But there's really something about timing right now. You watch God's timing because you're going to step into your future into a beautiful way, into much success in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. We have new people up here, do we? Thank you, Jesus. A promise is a promise. A promise is a promise. You are a mother in this house. You are prominent in the Great Awakening. You'll sing it, you'll preach it, you'll prophesy it, and you'll pray it. The gifts of the Spirit will flow through you like a river. Trust me, says the Lord, as you move into higher places. For surely you will move into higher places. Oh. I see the gift of discerning of spirits being released to you. You will see angels. You will see angels in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I see you and Larry walking down a riverbed that's dry, and there are thousands of people following you down that riverbed, and you're bringing them in to God. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. There's some new places for you. some new places. You had to work to, you just had to really use your faith to deal with some of the things you've dealt with. But God says there's some things that He's working on in you that are going to draw something new. So allow that work. Just be saying to Him all the time, "You're working on my inside, Lord. You're working on my inside. You're working on my inside." All the time, because there's new places for you. And you do have some sort of job change. I'm not saying that you're going somewhere else, but there is there's a job change in there, or you're going to be promoted into something else in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Don't question that. I see your mind going there. Nuh-uh. What is it? No. That's exactly what we just preached.
Yeah.
Just go, "Okay, Lord, I'll take care of it." In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Do you keep a journal? That journal is going to be very important in these next days. Just keep authoring that. Keep writing in that journal and keep it all together, because God's in that. God's in that. It's one of your ministries. And you go back and look and pray and prophesy over the things that God has spoken to you about. And there's like 6 things in there right now that you can go back and pray and prophesy over. And I see you like walking in the air. Things getting easy for you. You're walking in the air. Every yoke is broken. Every burden removed in Jesus' name. Yokes are destroyed in Jesus' name. Thank you for the anointing on this woman of God in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There is a relationship situation that God can fix quickly if you will allow Him to. And I'm not telling you which direction. It's just something. I don't know if it's someone you need to move from or move into, but I know that it's fixed. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for the Lord. There's some quiet time. As you spend time with the Lord in quiet time, there's some revelation coming to you and some personal things coming to you. And God wants you to know that Holy Spirit is very willing to talk and tell. He will talk and tell. He will talk and tell. Just get out there far enough that you get your mind off of things and listen to what He's saying. And there are some things that are going to surprise you, but you'll be glad. You'll be glad in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. There is a renewing and a reviving and a strengthening and some correction. And the Lord will bring all of that to you, and you will go, "Oh, okay, yeah, something you forgot about." Thank you, Jesus, for reminding her of that and bringing that to her, bringing that to her mind so she can fulfill that thing in Jesus' name. Now, Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your will being done. Thank you, Lord. I see like a spider web, and I see you with a broom. And I see you removing all of the spider web. And I mean, you're the success that's going to happen in it. You're taking that thing and going, whoosh, 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 take that, and throwing it away and having the most clearest place. I don't know if that's for someone or a situation, but the Lord has committed it to you in your words and your prayer and your thinking. And you know. So it's none of the rest of our business, but you know. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You've had to walk through some things that you didn't particularly like. And the Lord says, "That's okay. My mercy is still hovering. And my mercy will continue to hover. And you are strong in the Lord. You're in the power of His might. And you won't give in. You know your place. You know your authority. You know what you have. And you will not relent." And the Lord told me to tell you this. Neither will I. He will not relent. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. There's some healing for your body that's available. And God says receive it. And that just, in the name of Jesus, what's hindering be found out, be healed in the name of Jesus. The cause of that in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Someone needs to have a lung cleared out. And so whoever you are, you're healed as well in Jesus' name. The healing started moving in here. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. There is still some harvest, a treasury. It's not the right word. Here comes an inheritance that belongs to you. And it's been on the shelf. Satan cannot stand in front of it another day. In Jesus' name, he is removed right now. Angels, go get it off the shelf. We call for the liberating angels to come forth now and liberate that finance into your hands in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Whatever the brief, there was a brief injustice. It was brief and you forgave. But the Lord wants you to know that you're going to see it back around in your favor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So right alignment, right assignment. You're entering into a new phase. You're in right alignment. You're in right assignment. And now you're going to watch yourself flow in new ways. One of the ways is prayer. The prayer, you already pray, but there's going to be an upgrade in your prayer. There's going to be an upgrade in your seeing and knowing. You're seeing and knowing, and you're going to get it exactly right and pray exactly right. And you were born for such a time as this. Your ministry is not nearly over. You're just now going into the third phase of your ministry. And so be ready. You also have a healing in you. You have a healing anointing in you. And you are blessed to be a blessing. Now, the Lord says financially that there is a financial blessing for you that you haven't used your faith on yet. Be sure and be thanking him because you've gotten some financial blessings and some, a lot of things have been taken care of. But he says, ha, 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 not nearly what I want to do next. So be ready to receive them in Jesus' name. And your health comes up as you declare the life and the light of the Zoe life of God in your body in Jesus' name. And every devil that's tried to trouble your legs will trouble you no more. No man eat fruit of thee henceforth forever in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Who are we praying for? Oh, you, okay, you held out that. And I'm, oh. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So I see things are becoming a little bit more clear for you about your assignments and you're flowing more in those, but I'm going to make them even more clear, almost like gravity. You're going to be pulled to do what I've called you to do. And so, you're stepping up now. You're going to be engaged in true spiritual warfare, not the fakey stuff where they're yelling at the devil, but where you take your authority and put him down in Jesus' name. And you're one that you sort of ride those rapids. You sort of ride that place where the nation, that's big right now. Ride it. Watch for it. Pray for it. And I see you talking back, not to rebuke people, but when you walk away from people that are complaining about government things, you walk away from it and said, I command a crop failure over all that. Continue to do that. Continue to command a crop failure over the fake news in Jesus' name. And, I think his name is William Tell, and you have an arrow and someone has an apple on their head and you are a perfect shot. So get ready to shoot the perfect shot in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So actually your story falls right into the Ruth story. For your kinsman redeemer is at hand. Your kinsman redeemer is at hand. Even right now, things are on their way. Get everything else out of the way. Because your kinsman redeemer is about to show you favor. And all those things that Jesse said, protection, finances, you are someone who will own the field. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, and your good husband. Your good husband is on his way to you. Jesus' name. Now that said, good husband. Thank you, Jesus. That's real special. You remember that. A good husband. Because good is the best.
Amen.
Good is the best. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Clarity in the spirit realm because of all the things that are about to take place. The angelic activity, every move that's being made in this building, you're going to be so sensitive to it and know what's going on. Be ready to move as God calls you to move. It's a time of seeing and knowing. It's a time of seeing and speaking. It's a time. I see you putting out breadcrumbs for somebody to follow. You've been giving them little word, little word, little word, little word. And they're coming. They're coming. They're coming into the things of God. They're coming into the things of God. And the glory that you've been waiting for to see on the earth, it's awaiting you right now. We're in it. We're in it. And when we get there together, we're going to talk about the last day's revival and what all we experienced. In Jesus' name.